This week's reading is Joel chapter 2, verse 1 through 2, followed by verse 12 through 17. It reads, "Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. There like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged. Gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God?" When I read this passage from the Bible, from Joel, I really see the contrast between God's mercy and God's power. It first talks about how the day of the Lord is coming, the end of times, judgment is coming on all people. It talks about how the inhabitants of the land will tremble, how powerful God is and how overwhelming and how engulfing his power is for judgment. And then it kind of talks about in verse 12 and 13 how if you return to him with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, he will forgive you. And it's just really powerful to me how, of course, we're going to be judged eventually, but even we can always come back to God. We can always go to him. We can always turn our hearts to him. As long as we give our full hearts to God, we will always be forgiven. He is a merciful God. He is not a selfish God. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, as it says in verse 13. He's a wonderful God who we can always turn back to. And that just gives me hope and gives me more aspiration to be a better Christian and to live my life knowing that God will always love me no matter what I do.